Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Director of the Pella Community Arts Center, Mary Robertson, joins us on today's program to talk about how they adjusted during the COVID-19 pandemic and previews their upcoming fall offerings.
How have you and some of these workers and some of the staff here at the community center tried to engage the public over the past year? And what has it meant to you to have more of these things back in person again and to be able to do these projects again?
Right. It has been an interesting, 18 months that we've been in all of this. So when everything shut down at first, we had to think, how are we going to keep everything clean? How are we going to keep everyone safe? So we really completely changed how we did Art Center this whole last school year. We, instead of having it everything available to everybody, we had to pull that back a little bit, and it was a little bit more focused. So everyone had their spot. They had their box of supplies, they had a toolbox that they worked with, and they had to stay in their little bubble. Luckily now, we've moved past that, so we can go back to our old style of Art Center. A few changes, you know, there's those things that you're gonna keep because it was worked out so well. So we'll have a focused project each month that goes into more into depth of what we do here. So that's been kind of nice. Then, the other part of it, during the whole pandemic, we did little videos every week on, I think it was on Wednesdays, where we took a project and I walked you through with it. It was Art with Miss Mary. So that was kind of fun. We just, silly little videos. They didn't last very long, very unscripted. Sometimes the projects worked perfectly and sometimes they didn't, but that was a great learning time because it showed us how not everything works perfectly and just kind of go with it, and which is what we've all been doing for quite a while. So it was very, I think, rewarding for me to be able to still share that art that way, even though we weren't necessarily able to have people in the classroom, especially that first, you know, 3-4 months. And we're going to try to, so all of those videos are on Saturday, the public channel on the TV. So I call it the Mary channel, which kind of funny, but, you know, I don't really like having it the focus on me, but it was really fun to just really jump out of my comfort zone and do all of those. So we're working on this next school year, redoing some of the videos, doing some new videos and new projects, and just to keep reaching, I don't know, people in as many different avenues as we possibly can.
And you brought up the next point and the last point I wanted to give the opportunity. You still have summer programs ongoing now, but I'm sure the focus, as you said, is going to shift to the fall in a more normal school year, both at the buildings and then, of course, here at the community center. So as people start thinking about what they want their kids to do, especially if it's after school or some of those supplemental art classes, when does that information really become available and when can people start signing up for those?
So the summer classes you can still sign up for. We still have several that are open. So feel free to look at the City of Pella website, our Facebook page, all of those kind of things. And then the school year, so during the school year, we have after school art. Those signups will start in August, the beginning of August. So we're once again, the pandemic threw a loop for us, and we have several instructors who are not able to come back because of health reasons, or, you know, we have one who's all of a sudden her kids have grandchildren, and so she's in grandma mode, which is wonderful, and she's enjoying that time with them, and the other one is getting, you know, healthier, so we're looking for a couple of instructors. But typically we have a Monday after school class, Tuesday after school, and Wednesday. And then we have an art with me and a homeschool class. And like I said, in August, we're hoping to get sign up for all of those. And Wednesday is always the one that fills up the quickest because the public schools have an early out every Wednesday. And so, you know, people are looking for a place, you know, a creative place or some place for the kids to go so they're not just, you know, sitting in front of a TV. So hopefully that will fill up pretty quickly and we can share our art in many different ways again. So
once again, that was Mary Robertson with the Pella Community Arts Center. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at KNIAKBLS.com under podcasts, or subscribe through Google, Apple, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.